Praise God. We're going to read in Romans chapter 12 these two verses that are very familiar to us. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. We're going to be referencing a bunch of scriptures this morning. Just stay with us the best that you can. Romans chapter 12 is a good starting point for this topic here today on renewing your mind. Renewing your mind. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how the transformation takes place. That's where the transformation begins, in your mind. Amen. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, that for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thinking will soon become your actions. Your thought life will very soon determine the direction of your life. Where the mind goes, the man follows. And it's important that we sanctify our minds, purify our minds, and we understand that this is a struggle. This is, the Bible calls it, a war that we fight on a daily basis against all of the invasion of all kinds of thoughts that come our way. Tozer said 10,000 thoughts a day pass through your mind, trying to predict what you will become. And it's true that there are thousands and thousands of thoughts every day that invade our mind. But what thoughts are you entertaining? What thoughts are you casting down, and what thoughts are you allowing to direct your life and the direction of your life? You see, the enemy, your adversary, the devil, attacks us, and most of the time, the attack begins against our thinking, against our mind. That's why there's so much anxiety in the world. That's why there's so much worry in our world, so much fear and doubt and discouragement and depression. All of these things are the product of your thinking and of your mind. And the enemy knows that. If he can invade your thought life, then it can affect your daily walk, your daily decisions, the way you live, the life that you live. And so with all of this flooding, bombardment of thoughts, of outward, outside information that's coming toward us every day, it's important to know how to renew your mind, how to live a life that you have a mind that has been purified, sanctified by the Spirit of God. This is a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We cannot fight this battle except by the Spirit of God. And He is the only one that can cause us to be victorious in this area of our life. But He wants you to be victorious. He is the one that causes us to triumph. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. It is the will of God that we live above all of these things that try to invade our life from all different sources, from all different things in our world today. So how important is it? How serious does God look at our thought life, our minds? Well, I want to just remind you that if you go all the way back to Genesis chapter 6, that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That was the reason that God destroyed the earth in a flood, was because their mind was only on evil continually. They were not had no thoughts of righteousness, no thoughts of good, no thoughts of godliness. They were only thinking thoughts of evil. And I never really have given much thought to this, but this was 10 generations after creation. Henry Morris, the creation scientist, estimated that there could have been as close to a billion people on the planet at the time of the flood. I never would have imagined that it could have been that many people, but they all died except for Noah's family in the flood, and they died because every imagination and of the thoughts of his heart was only on evil. And God pronounced judgment upon that entire generation. It is important. It is important, your thoughts, your mind. And here we are living in an age when we are invaded from every possible medium that of all kinds of things that your mind can be saturated with. And so that's why Jesus calls it a war. That's why the Apostle Paul declared that we're in a war to maintain a mind that is pure, a mind that is on the Lord and on righteousness and on godliness and not on the things of this world. Let me tell you, there's a spirit of Antichrist that's already prevalent in our world right now. It's already prevalent in our world, even now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Have you ever thought about this? But it's been so made so real to me in recent weeks and months, and that a politician can look right at a TV camera and can lie after lie after lie after lie, and one half of America believes it. And how is it possible that people would accept and believe lies? I believe it's the spirit of Antichrist that's in our world today that's promoting these lying wonders. And then verse 10, it says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, powerful deceptions. That's what's going on in our world right now. Powerful deceptions. It causes people to believe a lie, or at least overlook a lie and accept this lying spirit. And I don't care what political party it's coming from. If politicians are lying to you, don't believe it. Don't believe it. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's the world we're living in right now. And the only way to know the truth and to be able to distinguish a falsehood from the truth is to spend time and make sure that you are familiar with the word of the Lord and the truth of God's word and the principles of God's word. That's the only way you're going to know that you've heard a lie. It's the only way. The Bible has a lot to say about our minds and about our thinking. I'll just share a few more verses of scripture with you. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That's the word of the Lord. Philippians 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 1 And verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. James 1 and 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3, and I'm only going through a few here. There are many other verses related to our thinking and to our minds, but it's so important that we have a renewed mind, a renewed mind. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Satan wants to corrupt your mind and your thinking, and he wants to corrupt the thinking of your children and your family, and your thoughts can potentially direct your life. What you think can set the course of your life. And so if you're entertaining thoughts that are not from God and are not godly, beware, it can lead you down a pathway of destruction. So make sure that your mind is sanctified. Where the mind goes, the man follows. And we need to be reminded of the importance of purging and sanctifying our thoughts and our minds. And really, our success as believers and as Christians, doing the will of God, our success and being what God wants us to do has much to do with our thinking and our mind. So it's really an important thing to make sure that all of this flood tide and bombardment of thoughts that the enemy is sending our way every day from so many different sources, that we understand we're in a war for our minds. Amen. A lot of people are concerned about the wars going on in our world, and I guess we should be concerned about the war in Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, and all these different wars that are going on in our world. There's a very, very real and powerful war going on in your mind every day. Every day we fight this battle, and or at least we should be putting up a resistance to all these things. And to understand the importance of this battle. Our children face it. Our young people face it. They too are being bombarded with all of this worldly philosophy. And through music and media and movies and even the education world. From every source, from every possible direction. Flooded with all different philosophies and ideas. And we are called of God to be victorious over all of these thoughts. Amen. And to renew our mind every day of our life. And to sanctify our thoughts every day of our life. Sad to say, but many colleges and universities are filling the minds of young people with so much garbage. And that no wonder there's so much confusion in our world today. Because of all of the philosophies of this world that are flooding the minds of so many young people. They are losing their identity. There is so much confusion, even self-worth and hopelessness that's overwhelmed them. I was reading these statistics that are shocking to me. These are from 2023. 22% of high school students in America have considered suicide. And it's even a higher percentage among young ladies. The CDC says that 10% of all high school students in America have attempted suicide. Shocking. Shocking to think that there could be that kind of hopelessness and that kind of despair in our nation right now. But when you remove God out of the picture, when you remove the Word of God out of the picture, you take all these things that people can absolutely depend upon, absolute truth of God's word, then there's nothing left but just desperation. No sense of hope, no sense of direction in their lives. And that's the hopeless circumstances that we're facing today. And it's the reason why that as parents, we should be concerned about the mindset and the thinking and all the things that are coming against our children in these days. Amen. I feel very strongly that parents and not the government should make decisions related to their children. Amen. Amen. Parents have been given a God-given responsibility to direct their children in the ways of the Lord. And mom and dad, we have a responsibility to guard their hearts and to guard their minds and make sure that there's nothing that comes against them that we can. I understand you can't protect them from everything. You can't isolate them and protect them from everything. But you can put some things inside of them. You can instill some things inside of their heart and their mind that will help them when all of the flood tide of wickedness comes up against them, and that they will be able to distinguish between what is right and what's wrong. And they could set aside and cast down imaginations and destroy all these strongholds and all of these things that are coming against their minds and their thoughts. They'll have something to use against all of these things. Amen. So I have a firm conviction that parents and not the government has a responsibility to protect and to direct the lives of their children. Amen. Amen. That's the reason why I'm going to be voting yes on the Kentucky Amendment number 2, that the tax dollars would follow the student wherever the parent decides to send their child. Amen. We're not getting political today. We're just telling you what's important. Amen. I'm going to vote yes on that because I believe that the tax dollars that we pay should follow our children where we decide for them to go. Amen. Amen. We're in a warfare, folks. We're in a battle for our minds. We're in a battle for our thinking. We're in the battle for the minds of our children and our young people. And they are flooded with this. They are attacked from every possible source around us. And that's why we have to be more proactive in this. We have to be more personally involved in this. Don't just take it for granted that they're on the right track, that their thoughts are right. Be involved in the lives of your children and your young people. Make sure you know what they're watching and what they're hearing and what they're listening to and all of these sources that are coming their way. You have a God-given responsibility to protect the minds of your children. Amen. Amen. Rewind now, back to when I was a kid. We had a television in our home. My dad wasn't serving the Lord, and I grew up with a TV in the home, but my mom, she was right on track. I mean, she was careful. She was careful. If something came on that TV and we were there, my mom would go in and say, "Now, John, that don't sound right. I don't want the boys to hear all that. I don't want them." And my dad would either turn it off or he'd say, "Well, take them in the other room." And so there were many of us Saturday night that I wanted to be watching Gunsmoke with my dad. But my mom had us in the back room reading and studying our Sunday school lessons. And she was a fanatic about it. She was protective. She didn't want anything to invade our thought life that might destroy us. And I'm today so grateful for a godly mother who was proactive and had to kind of go against what everybody else was doing and to protect us. Amen. Now I'm going to go a little further because you'll really find out how fanatical my mother was. She would not allow us to have a radio in our rooms. She wouldn't let us have a radio in our rooms. She knew that there was a lot of music that was out there that wasn't going to promote godliness and good things. And so she just said, "No, I don't want you to have that." We had, some of you remember what 8-track tape players was. Some of you that are older know what. I had an 8-track tape player with lots of good music in my room. And that's what I listened to. And I didn't listen to a lot of the things that were being promoted by the world because I had a mother that was concerned that my mind not be impacted by it. Right. Amen. Now that was a long time ago. That's 50 years ago. And now it sounds crazy to say that about a, a TV program or a radio program, but now we've got they have right at their fingertips with these phones and these devices now that everything is so readily available to them. It's almost as if the world is just right there, accessible to them. And how do you protect them? Well, you need to find some ways to do it. You need to find some ways to preserve your children, protect your children, protect their thoughts, protect their minds. Don't let them be invaded by the things of this world, because it will affect the direction of their life. It will affect the decisions that they're making every day of their life. And you may think they're just young, it's not going to make that much of a difference. But day after day after day of being bombarded with the things of the world, their philosophy is being shaped by all of these things that are coming their way, and they are defenseless. They have no ability to fight against it because of the enemy of this world wants to destroy them. We're in a war, folks. We are in a war, a battle, and we must win the war. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds or fortresses. What are those things that are being pulled down? The next verse tells us, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's the warfare. That's the warfare. To bring every thought into subjection to Christ. Into subjection to the word of the Lord. So we have a big responsibility. And we have a high calling as parents and as grandparents to be involved in shaping and directing the lives of their children and making sure that their minds are fixed upon wholesome, good, godly things. Hallelujah. Amen. Then from our text, Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to the world. Don't be pressed in the world's mold. Don't be pressured into being like the world. Don't be conformed to it. But instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's how the transformation takes place. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transformed from the original, it's a word that means to renovate or to demolish. It's like these people that go into a house that's in terrible disarray, and they start tearing everything out and completely demolishing it because they want to renovate it. They want to make it like new. So first of all, they have to tear out all the old. Marsha and I have a house over there near the radio station that this summer our renter moved out at the end of May, and he'd lived there for 17 years, and it needed a lot of work, a lot of work. And so there's a whole lot of tearing out that took place. There was a whole lot of renovating that took place. That's what has to happen in your mind. That's how this whole process of being transformed by the renewing of your mind is. That there has to be a clearing out of all of the old and all of that which is not pleasing to the Lord. A cleansing of all that which is detrimental to your heart and to your spirit. Cleansing it all and completely demolishing and destroying all of those things. Amen. So that you can then rebuild. There has to be the demolition and before the renovation can take place. Remove everything from your life that's anti-God, anti-truth, anti-God's word. Remove it. Clear it out so that the new can come. So there can be a restoration and a reconstruction take place. That's what Romans 12:2 is talking about. Don't be conformed by the world. Don't be pressured to be like the world, but instead be transformed, be completely renovated by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Glory to God. And only God can do that. Amen. So many people that have spent years and years and years out in the world, they come to the Lord and they get saved. And they fight a battle like you have never seen. They fight a battle because they have tasted of so many things of this world. It's got such a grip on their mind and their heart that sure, they come to the Lord, they're born again, but there's this connection with the things of the world. That's why there has to be a supernatural cleansing and renewing of their heart and their mind. And only God can do that. Only He can do that and remove all of those things that have been so destructive in their life. Amen. And as Christians, it's important for us to remember that the only way that you can know the thoughts that are wrong and are not pleasing to the Lord is to know the truth. Know the truth. It's the only antidote to that which is evil and wrong. It's why we have such a void in our nation right now. The Word of God has been removed. We don't want it anywhere. We don't want it in our schools. We don't want it in our court system. We want to remove it from government. We want everything to be separated from the truth. We remove the truth and there's this emptiness, this void that's created such a terrible, terrible lack and need in our nation right now. And the only thing that can cause us to know what's wrong, that's why that everything is turned upside down right now in our nation. It's completely opposite. It's turned upside down. And today, the things that we easily know are wrong and evil, the world is accepting it and even praising the involvement in these activities, even though we know the Word of God is very clear that it's not pleasing to the Lord, but they've removed the truth. So what do we do? How do we renew our minds? How do we renew our minds? Well, you do it on purpose. You do it intentionally. Amen. You fight this battle intentionally. Amen. Every day of your life, you have to be intentional about it. It comes through the regular reading and studying of the Word of God. It's like a washing and a cleansing that takes place of your mind. That's why when people say read your Bible and pray every day, and we sing that little song, and the kids sing that little song, it's not just a little routine that we're in just because it's a nice little Christian activity to be involved in. No, your mind needs a cleansing. Your mind needs a washing. It needs a renewing and a cleansing, and the Word of God accomplishes that. It pushes out all of these other thoughts that the enemy's sending your way and causes the Word of God to become preeminent in your mind, preeminent in your thoughts, the things of God. So there, you renew your mind through regularly spending time with the Bible and with the Word of the Lord. Amen. I guess for me, it's probably, there's hardly a day goes by that I don't listen to a sermon online or maybe two or three messages online. I listen to them and I find myself edified, encouraged, strengthened, helped by the Word of the Lord. I need it too. You need it. Our children need it. Our young people need it. Every age group, you need to be saturated with the truth of God's Word if you're going to be able to renew your mind in a world that's trying to invade your thoughts. Amen. Regular time in the Word of the Lord, reading it, studying it, meditating upon it. Amen. By meditating on it, you spend time thinking about it, chewing on it, spending time getting all that you can get out of it, asking the Lord to reveal His truth to you, asking the Lord to speak to you through His Word, and you spend time meditating upon the Word of the Lord. You pray over it. You pray over the Word of God. Another way to renew your mind is to pray over God's Word. Pray the Word of God even, and spend time with God in prayer and even praying the Word of the Lord. And then fill your home with godly music that honors the Lord and honors the Word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of the great pleasures that I have being married to who I'm married to is that from time to time, lots of days, I'll come into the house and my wife is playing and singing, playing on the keyboard and singing some song. And what a nice thing that is. Amen. Amen. When your household is filled with good things. Amen. What a purifying thing in your household. So meditate on the Word of God. Pray over the Word of God. Bring godly, God-honoring things into your household and music that honors the Lord. And fill up your mind and your heart with the things of God. Amen. And bring your will into agreement with the Word of the Lord. Amen. And your mind can be renewed. In a time such as we're living right now, we can't be careless in this. We have to be proactive. We have to be intentional. We have to be determined. And every individual, and some of you think, well, I'm old. It doesn't make any difference. I'm old. It's not going to really affect me. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Your mind is still a place that the enemy is targeting. He is targeting you. That's why that there's so much anxiety and depression and worry and fear going on in our world right now is because we've opened up the door and we've allowed the enemy to come in. Amen. Now, I understand we've been living under this, you know, threat of this one person that may be somewhere out hiding in our county. I don't know if he's there or not. But I do know this. Isn't it unbelievable that one person can paralyze an entire region? It's unbelievable that that could happen. And I understand precautions need to be taken, and I'm not against that at all. I think it's important. But I also believe that it's not the will of God that we allow fear to overwhelm our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Certainly take precautions. Certainly be careful. I'm not against that at all. But neither do we allow the things that are going on in our world around us to forget about the fact that God is our help and God is our safety and our protector and our provider, and we can trust in the Lord. Amen. If you're not careful, your mind is filled with fear. If you're not careful, your mind is overwhelmed with what's going on around us in the world today. Amen. It's true. Amen. You watch our politicians today, I have to tell you, it's the most discouraging thing I've about ever seen. I'm talking both sides of the aisle. It's discouraging, the mess that we're in our nation right now. Oh, God, give us leaders. Give us people of character and leaders that God could raise up people. It's discouraging. It's a sad predicament, but I'm not going to let that be my focus. I'm not going to allow that to affect my spirit or my heart or my mind. I'm going to fix my mind on the things of God, on the Word of God, because I know that our hope is not in a political party or a political candidate. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. Renew your mind. Amen. Sanctify your mind. Every day of your life as a believer, you can renew your mind and live your life in such a way that you bring down imaginations. You destroy all of these fortresses that the enemy builds up in your thinking, your mind. If you allow the enemy to have his way with your thinking, before long, you're paralyzed by the things that are going on around us. That's not the will of God. It is the will of God that we be walking in victory above it. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't be pressed into the ways of the world. But instead be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. And God can do an amazing work in us. Amen. In the midst of a lot of dark and difficult things that are going on in our world right now, we're to shine as lights in this dark world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, thank you for your word. And what a reminder it is to us today of the importance of every day of our life, renewing our minds. Lord, bringing down all of these things, casting down all of these thoughts, these imaginations, these places, Lord, that have been raised up in our thoughts and our thinking, Lord. Lord, to bring them into captivity, to bring them under subjection to the law of Christ. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord, to fight and win the war. Lord, I know it's your will. You want to make us victorious. You always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.